ABC Radio Australia.
The new government of Bougainville is being urged to look at the experiences of other small island states, including Pacific neighbours like Fiji, Samoa and Solomon Islands, as it takes steps towards economic independence. Bougainville could become a new country after last year's referendum saw almost 98% of the people vote in favour of breaking away from Papua New Guinea. But that can only happen if the PNG Parliament supports such a move, and right now the national government's first priority is to see Bougainville become economically independent. However, as Bethany Harriman reports from Port Moresby, the autonomous region is a long way off achieving that landmark.
Bougainville's new president, Ishmael Toroama, and his government have a big task ahead of them.
What I would like to see is, if there is any possible way of helping Bougainville coming up from this post-conflict situation scenarios, then I think the time is now, because my leadership will be providing for peace, security and guarantee throughout to Bougainville so that we can, fully realize firstly our goal objective for the 98%, and then secondly into economically recover Bougainville.
It's almost a year since Bougainvillians overwhelmingly voted in favour of Bougainville becoming independent, both politically and economically. The political settlement lies in the hands of the PNG and Bougainville governments as they start negotiations, but economic independence will be a challenge. Australian academics have published a new report on exactly that, and they say the Bougainville government has a lot of work to raise sufficient funds.
In terms of the economy, I think a lot of work has to be done to put Bougainville in a position where Bougainville could totally fund its budget from internal sources.
University of New South Wales finance professor Satish Chan says the Bougainville government is well short of realizing fiscal independence, with the PNG government currently providing majority of Bougainville's funds.
What we mean by that is the following. At the moment, something like 85% of the recurrent budget in Bougainville is funded through national grants.
Professor Chand and his colleagues recommend that the government should start with a new simple revenue system that is centered around its own VAT for goods and services. They suggest the 15% VAT as a good starting point. And President Ishmael Toroama says taxation is at the top of his agenda, building on what he's inherited.
In the last government, they have been really embarking on, how can the national government help in drawing down of the economic powers and powers of taxation, so that from there we can be able to manage a basis of strengthening our economy.
But in the medium term, Professor Satish Chand says the government should look to develop its cocoa industries and fisheries that he says could also provide new jobs if tuna was processed on shore.
Bougainville has an opportunity to grow its economy through expanded production of cocoa. At the moment, cocoa is being grown from Buka to Buin, from Torokina to Timputz. So it's all over Bougainville. Production has not reached its peak before the crisis. So there's some way to go in terms of expanding production of cocoa. Also, in the very immediate term, there may be an opportunity to increase revenues from fishing license fee. But for that to happen, the ABG would have to work very closely with the national government in ensuring that Bougainville gets its fair share of fisheries revenues.
Cocoa is already Bougainville's main export crop, but it's still not reached the peak it had before the Bougainville crisis of the late 80s and 90s. And that means it's a priority for President Toroama.
If we monitor that, maybe there will be a provision in which all cocoa should be exported out of Bougainville. And that is one way that we are looking at, even copra. So that is the new approach that I am trying to look into my term as president.
Mining is, of course, another possible way for the Bougainville government to raise revenue, but it's also the most controversial. The Panguna mine is one of the world's biggest open-pit copper and gold mine, and its estimated deposits are still valued at around $60 billion. But it was at the center of disputes between landowners and the mining operator, the British-Australian company Rio Tinto, that led to the civil war that claimed the lives of around 20,000 people. The new president, Ismail Toro Ama, who was a key commander in the Bougainville Revolutionary Army pushing for independence, has said that any decision to reopen Panguna was one for its landowners. He suggests, though, that it's a long shot.
Mining power has been drawn down, and you know, they were working on Panguna for the last 10 years, and Panguna never eventuated.
Professor Satish Chand and his colleagues too urge caution with mining, but they say there is huge potential in tourism looking at the experience of other small island nations like Samoa. They suggest that public-private partnerships will be key and development partners to help build infrastructure. Local guesthouse operator Delwyn Katsian agrees.
I think for tourism itself, there's a great potential. There's sites there that tourists need to, you know, visit. Because we know that when tourists come in, they bring in money.
And she says Bougainville needs to improve law and order before it can realize its full tourism potential.
First and foremost is law and order, because that will also scatter some of our investors who might be interested to come into Bougainville to do a partnership with Bougainvillians. And our law and order should be our number one priority, especially with the new government, with our current president, Ismail Toro Ama.
But she says local participation must be a priority also.
Foreigners coming in and trying to do businesses in Bougainville themselves for their own benefit, that is not good for Bougainville. That is not looking healthy for Bougainville. We need to partner with Bougainvillians to business.
President Toro Ama says that is the government's intention too, after the lessons learned from Panguna.
We take control and the people take ownership, and from time to time we collaborate with each other, and then we move forward into strengthening our relationships and to growing our economy.
President Toro Ama is expected to meet PNG Prime Minister James Marape in November. He's previously said he supports Bougainville realizing economic independence before political independence.